This is Eddie Augustine for Filmmakers on Filmmaking. This is episode 16 for Thursday, December 14th. And on today's episode, we discuss what's next with Star Wars. Let's get it! Ayo, ayo, what's up, everyone? What's up? How you guys doing? I hope you guys are having a good day. And guess what today is? Today it's official. The moment a lot of us has been waiting for. The moment a lot of us have been waiting for, I should say. Man, early and I can't speak already. Damn, it's always the same thing. But whatever, we're getting used to it. But today is, yes, today is the day. Finally is upon us. Well, you know how it is. Right now, it is the day, though. But it's 2 in the morning today. But it's 2 in the morning on Thursday. Thursday, December 14th, which is Star Wars Day. I don't remember what the theme song for Star Wars is. Shit. I'm a terrible fan. Well, I told you I'm a casual fan. I'm not like, yeah, but it's kind of shameful that I don't even know. I have it in, like, I know I have it, but I just can't express it. I don't know why. But it's today. It's out. I ain't seeing it today, though. But, damn, when am I going to see it? Shit. I think I'm going to go see it. Probably Thursday. I'm going to try to see. I got to tell you the truth, guys. I didn't get my tickets yet. I know it's shameful. I didn't get my ticket just yet. But, yeah. I'm going to go catch it probably on Sunday. Maybe on Monday. I got to go see it with my brother. It's kind of a tradition. And then after that, I can go and bring someone else to see it. I don't know. We'll see who it is, you know. But I'm excited to see it. More on Star Wars later. Today, we're talking about what's next for Star Wars. But, you know, I like to start my podcast slow. So, let's start it slow. Today, tradition. It's a new tradition. Sorry about that. It's a new tradition. We got the drinks today. Drinks in the house. I hope I'm not going to get sick. I feel like I might be getting sick, but there's no reason why I should be getting sick because I've just been sitting in front of my computer all fucking day working on the film. That's all I've been doing. I barely been going out at all. I'm not even joking. So I don't understand why I would get sick. Whatever. We'll see. Sorry if I cough or something. If it happens, I'm going to try to move away from the microphone, but I should be okay. I wasn't coughing or anything before. I don't know. Maybe when I start talking, it's going to change. Whatever. We'll see. But yo, yeah, that's what I want to talk to you guys about. Like, I remember I told you guys I had the additions, right? I don't know if I told you I had the additions or not. I don't remember. But anyways, what's been going on, yo? So, you know, I told you guys I'm teaching acting. I told you guys a few episodes ago. Maybe you guys missed it. If you guys missed some episode, go back and check them out. I think almost all the past episodes are still online. Or maybe we got one or two missing. I'm not sure. But most of them are still online. There was a good one. What makes a good horror film or something? That was the first Let's Drink With Me. I think I got like kind of like tipsy on this one. Like that was pretty entertaining. I'm telling you, I'm not going to lie. If you want to be entertained, like pause this one and go get the other one. But yo, before we get into this, like every time, if you're listening to this through Podomatic and you're not, and you got an iPhone or something, an iMachine, an iBox, an iPhone, whatever, you got an iPhone or something, yo, go make sure that you go on Apple Music. Well, no, not on Apple Music, but on iTunes. Search for Filmmakers on Filmmaking. You can search for my name. I think it works too, but it's probably more simple to just search for Filmmakers on Filmmaking. And subscribe to it. I mean, you'll get it as soon as I release it. You'll get a notification. You don't have to worry about it. Because I know sometimes I'm kind of unstable. I'm going to try to be more stable with the... I like the Monday and Thursday releases. No, Monday and Monday and Wednesday releases. I like that. But, yeah, I mean, we never know. Depends. Sometimes my schedule kind of get crazy, but I'm going to try to at least upload twice a week. I'm going to try to do that. I'm going to, you know, do or do not. There is no try. All right, cool. If you guys saw yesterday's episode, you know what I'm talking about. So, guys. Oh, well, first of all, I got to tell you what I'm drinking, right? I can skip out on this. Today, I'm drinking the same thing as yesterday. I'm drinking the Amaruta again. Yesterday, man, that was so good. Yesterday was so good. All day, I was waiting for my Amarula time, but I knew it was the podcast. You see how positive association can help you do shit? So, associating me, like, being excited to drink the Amarula with me doing the podcast got me excited even more to do the podcast. So, here we are. I'm doing the podcast, and I'm drinking my Amarula. So, if you got some of that, guys, grab it. I gotta go restock, though, because I'm running pretty low on that good stuff. So I'm gonna have to go restock soon. I don't know what I'm gonna buy yet. If you guys have any idea what I should be buying, what I should be drinking next week, tweet at me. Send me a tweet or hit me up on Twitter. You know what it is. Eddie Filmmaker, one word, Eddie Filmmaker. So anyways. Yo, so my acting classes, right? That's one of the things that, like, you know, that's one of my quote-unquote, like, job or work or whatever you want to call it, revenue stream, whatever you want to call it, but that's one of the things I do. Now we are in the off-season, in between semester, so I'm on the off-season now, more time, so that was a good time to start over the podcast and stuff. We'll start over again, I guess, in February, but, you know, once I already started the podcast, everything is all fixed. Studios are nice and cool. I'm not losing any time today. I just stepped in the booth directly, pressed record, and boom, we're going. So that's pretty dope. No freaking I had to prepare the show before and do a little pre-production stuff, but that was pretty quick because I already knew what I wanted to talk about today. But I didn't have any troubleshoot, so that was like a great help. But I mean, if this mixer keeps like causing problems, I'm just gonna buy a new one or whatever. You gotta invest money, right? You gotta invest money to make money. You don't wanna invest, then like, what are you doing? Anyways, so I'm enjoying the off season. I'll be starting over again February after I'm done with my movie. But today, like, I had the audition on Sunday. One of the supporting roles audition, like a few supporting roles, and it was cool, man. We had a big turnout. Like the audition was packed. Every single slots were taken. I think we had like two slots that were open, but I think it's because people canceled. But it was a good turnout, man. I'm excited. I'm happy that, like, to have the support of the community here and that people believe in my shit and that they want to show up, they want to be a part of it. So it touches me and, like, it makes me feel good, you know? But at the same time, I got to deliver and I got to focus and I got to put on the hard work, you know? It's hard work, especially when you do it the way I do it, because I go deep in it. Like, I go in deep. I don't, you know, I don't front, I don't play. Like, I try to, like, really cross out every tease and dot every I's, you know? So, you know, now I'm still doing the pre-production thing. I'm working on my shot list. That's what I'm doing for the next, like, 2 weeks maybe or more. I don't know how long it's going to take. Shot listing is, it's intricate. It's tricky. You got to focus. You can't just be putting shot list wackly together. That's lame, you know? I don't want to do that. So I'm taking my time, staying consistent, but putting in the good work, and at the same time, I'm doing the other stuff that I should be doing, like, with the film and stuff. So I'm excited, man. I'm starting to shoot January 20th or January 22nd, some shit like that, around that date. We'll see how things go, if everything falls into place. It depends, but it's around that date, so I'm excited about it. Follow the podcast. I'll keep you updated, like, pretty much every episode to tell you what's going on with this, but it's cool. So, let's get into it, guys. Let's get into it. Star Wars, opening tonight. Oh. pretty exciting. It's pretty exciting. I can't wait, honestly. Like, I can't wait. I can't wait to watch it. I hope I'm going to have a great experience. But what I want to talk about today, it's the last pre-review since the movie is coming out tomorrow. Pre-review doesn't, like I was thinking about, doesn't really make a lot of sense because I'm not, like, reviewing the movie or nothing. I'm just, it's just like a pre-talk show, pre-talk. Like, you know, like, we got the game. You got a basketball game or you got a, like, UFC match or a boxing fight or some shit. And then before the match, you got, like, people talking about, like, their prediction and what they think about the fighters and all that shit. So that's pretty much what I have in mind for this. That's what it is. It's like a pre-talk, whatever. But pre-review sounds good, so I'll just keep it like that, all right? You guys will know what it means. Hashtag pre-reviews, all right? I'm not going to change it. But, yeah, it's exciting times for Star Wars fan, man. It's an exciting time to be a Star Wars fan. It's crazy. If you think about it, and that's what I wanted to talk about today, all the good shit coming up. Not just like the movies we know about it, we talked about them yesterday. Well, we didn't talk about them much, but we named them, we talked about the dates, whatever, fast. But besides that, there's so much shit, so much other stuff happening, you know? Like, one of the things I wanted to talk about was, like, you guys are aware of, like, the Disney deal, right? I don't know if you guys are aware, but, like, anyways, if you guys don't know, if you guys don't follow these things, and maybe, I don't know, maybe you guys are just, like, casual listeners, and you pick up, I guess most people that will be listening to this podcast are pretty informed, but I'll break it down for people that just don't, like, follow this much, every single bit of news dropping, you know? So, basically, like, a few weeks ago, Disney announced that they were coming up with basically their own streaming service. Basically, like, their own, like, version of, like, Netflix, like, quote-unquote type shit, you know? So, they decided that they were going to come up with their own version of Netflix. They're going to remove, from what I understood, you know, I'm pretty sure on that, but I'm not 100%, but from what I understood, they're going to remove all their Disney content from the streaming service. Wait, well, just a side note, in case you guys, some people might not know this, but Star Wars now is owned by Disney. So that's why I'm talking about Disney right now, just in case some of you guys weren't aware of that. But, like, let's continue. So Star Wars will be basically handled by Disney. So Disney has the streaming service. Well, they're working on it, right? They're in the process of removing everything that they have on Netflix. They're in the process of removing everything that they might have on other streaming services and put everything on their own streaming services. All right, cool. So basically what that means, and while we're talking about it, is what does that mean for Star Wars? Right? So here's what it means. That's one of the rumors that has been circulating a lot in the film blogging spheres and the reporters and shit like that. A lot of people have been talking about this rumored Star Wars TV series. But one thing that I don't understand, though, one thing I'm not sure, and that actually just came to my mind right now. But I don't know. Maybe you guys can, like, shed some light into this. You guys can give me some opinion about this. But let me get a little sip first. Like, what I don't understand is this, and that's what I'm unsure about. Are they planning on doing this big? Because that's what people are talking about. People are saying that they're going to do something in the Games of Thrones type of vibe. You know, Games of Thrones types of fucking big series, right? But what I'm wondering is this. Wouldn't they be making more money if they put that shit on TV? At least first? Wouldn't they be making more money if they put that shit directly on television and then put that shit on Netflix? Or on whatever they'll call their Disney service? I don't know. Some tells me that, like, they make more money if they would make it and put it on a fucking, I don't know, a fucking AMC or some shit. But, like, I feel like maybe putting it on like, a streaming service, I don't know how profitable that would be. Because these shows are expensive. Like, if you're looking at, if you look at these, like, Netflix, Disney, these Netflix Marvel shows, right? These Netflix Marvel shows are made for not much money. Like, they're not spending, like, $1 billion an episode or none of that shit. If you compare, like, take a Jessica Jones episode, right? Take a Jessica Jones episode and compare that to a Game of Thrones. Like, talking about, like, production value and, like, special effects and, like, extras and, like, sets and all that shit, you know? Like, I mean, no offense to Jessica Jones. I liked it. I enjoyed it a lot. But, like, we're talking about money. We can't really compare it. You feel me? So, there's a reason for that. There's a reason why they're not investing all that money. It's because they're not. Like, they're making money off the subscription, you know? But, like, there's no advertising money that, like, oh, yo, my show's popping, so 30 seconds of commercial, because that's how it works. On cable, like, for example, if you put it on cable television, even if you put it on an HBO, right, you still, if you put it on HBO, you got to pay for that monthly. It's cable television. Cable television. I think, is that what it's called? I think it's cable television it's called, yeah. Well, I mean, whatever. I mean, it's television that you gotta pay for the channel, right? Since you gotta pay for the channel, part of that money already goes to AMC or whatever the company is, right? And on top of that, they put commercials on them. So putting commercial on them, what happens is that, like, they get money from that too. And the more popping is the show, so let's say the show is like, oh, yo, the show's getting like 100 million viewers an episode, whatever, like, I'm exaggerating or whatever, but, like, the show is popping, right? So the more people watch it, the more expensive it'll be for an advertiser to put a commercial in that show, and that's when they make the serious money. You feel me? So, well, if you put it on Netflix, there's not gonna be none of that money coming in. No advertising money. So are you going to be able to do something that huge, plus just starting off with their streaming service, competing with Netflix at the same time? I don't know. There might be something I don't understand. It's not really my field, like television and stuff, but I don't know. So if you got any ideas, like, please enlighten me. We got 250 characters now on Twitter or some shit. So tweet at me, Eddie Filmmaker. I don't know. We'll discuss it. But it's strange. So anyways, the rumor is that they want to put it on the Disney Channel, the Disney service. So that's going to be crazy. So don't forget, guys, everything that they're doing now, that's what they said. Everything that they're doing, every single Star Wars thing that they've been doing, starting from, like, The Force Awakens type of, you know, around that time, everything is canon. So every book is canon. Canon, for those guys that might not know what I mean, is canon means it's part of the official storyline of the universe. So it's not like a side, oh, that didn't actually happen, we're just writing it in a book. There's none of that. Everything is official. So what that means is that TV show will be official canon. So you're going to get the movies. You're going to get, you're going to get the trilogy, like the official, like, anthology films, like the main storyline. Then you're going to get these solo films, like the, you know, like the spin-off Star Wars movies. And you're going to get the TV shows and the book and everything, like all that stuff. But it's interesting. So I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with this. We gotta keep our ears out to the streets. Oh. And listen to what's going on. And listen to what's going to happen with this, because it's going to be interesting. And if they're actually doing it and putting it online, I'm going to be curious to see how it looks. Because I want to, because like the Netflix TV shows, you never really see them being super expensive, right? Am I lying? The Marco Polo joint was, that Marco Polo joint seemed pretty, but I don't understand. The Marco Polo joint seems pretty expensive, but I don't understand why they're doing the Marvel Netflix stuff so lower budget, because that's one of the most popping thing on Netflix. Like, everyone watched, everyone was trying to watch Daredevil. Everyone was super excited about Punisher. So, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I'm going to be curious to see what happens with this. But, time will tell. I don't know when exactly they're thinking about launching these things. I don't remember what they said. I think they said that they're trying to launch the Disney service, this Disney streaming service. We don't know what it's going to be called yet. They're trying to launch it around 2020, I think, if I'm not mistaken. That's what they were talking about. But it takes time to set up all that shit, and you're competing against Netflix. So it's a big challenge. We'll see. Only time will tell, right? So you got that. Also, on top of that, you got the Star Wars Solo film. We got the ones that we already talked about yesterday, yes. But then what else could be coming? That's what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to speculate, basically. What else? I got to pour a little bit more of this. Oh, I can't open it. Oh, well, I can't open it, so I guess that will be the drinking for today. So, basically, the Star Wars Solo films, what are they going to be? I thought it'd be good to speculate about this. So, I don't know. What could it be? It's interesting. A lot of people were talking about, a potential Yoda movie. I thought a Yoda movie could be pretty cool. But I know a lot of people are against it. A lot of people are really against it. Saying, oh, no, don't do Yoda. But that's one of my favorite characters. I'm pretty sure that might be my favorite characters. My favorite character from Star Wars. So if they did a Yoda joint, man, I'd be there. Oh, man, I would love it. That would be amazing. But we'll see. I don't know. What else could they be doing? What else could they be? Oh, a lot of people were talking about the Darth Vader. Origin story. Well, they already did that though. No, not a Darth Vader origin story, but more like a Darth Vader in between story, like something that happened between two films that we didn't see. That could be interesting. I don't know. What could it be? Wait. I guess it would have to be. It's too complicated. I was trying to figure out which film, but I don't have them all mapped out like that in my head yet, so I don't know. Like I told you, I'm a casual fan, man. I don't know. I'm a casual fan of Star Wars, you know? What else? What else could be cool? For real? You could create... Oh, and then the Old Republic, of course. If they did the Old Republic... Oh, man. I can't even imagine... Oh, my God. If they did the Old Republic, guys, what? I would lose my mind. If they did, you know what I would do? I'd do an Old Republic trilogy. There's too much Star Wars stuff. There's so much stuff that they could do. It's crazy. There's so much they could do. It's insane. It's almost you think there's a lot of shit that Marvel can do. It's true, but I feel like Star Wars has, they don't have as much characters and stuff, but I feel like the power and the impact could be crazier. So man, but if they did the Old Republic trilogy, I think that shit would go. I'm sure they're talking about it though. I'm certain 100% that they're talking about it. probably they already have a few people writing, working on them, trying to come up with ideas about possible plot lines and stuff. I guarantee it. They're already talking about it, but time will tell, man. What else could they be doing? I think, you know, that, for real, that's what I would be thinking. That's what I would be thinking about doing if I were them. I think that these would be good choices, but I mean, who knows? So, and that brings me to my final point that I want to talk about. Like, is it too early to think about the next trilogy? I think it probably is, but it's so fun to speculate. You can't stop fans from speculating. So, I mean, if you think about it, you had The Force Awakens. Now you have The Last Jedi. So after that, you're going to get a last one from Rian Johnson. And then we don't know what's going to happen. So, I don't know. I don't. It depends. I think I'm pretty sure this is going to be a hit. Like I heard, the early reviews are raving, like we said yesterday, right? So, like, there's nothing to stop this thing. The fans are starving for it. The fans, they can't hold, they cannot restrain themselves. Like, they're going insane, ready to see this movie. So, this is going to, let me give my prediction. Because next week, on Monday, we'll know. Yeah, next week on Monday morning, we'll know. We'll know what my prediction, if my prediction was right or not. First weekend numbers. I think The Force Awakens cracked $276 or $275,000 million. Million, I said, with an M. Let me see. I would say for this one, I don't think it's going to surpass The Force Awakens because of the hype and all that shit. Like, it was the first, but you know, the return of The Force Awakens. You know what I'm going to say? Shit, I'm hesitating. I'm hesitating between $180 million or $200 million. You know what? Let me play it safe. I'm gonna go in the middle. I'm predicting $190 million opening weekend. Opening weekend. It's crazy. That's pretty crazy. That's domestic in Canada. So we'll see what it does in the world. That's my prediction. But is it too early to talk about what's next for the saga? Man, if they did, I don't know. Shit. If they did the Old Republic, but they'll probably want to keep it going, like furthering the universe. So stories after this will probably be continuation of, like, probably Rey and Flynn. I mean, if they both survive or whatever, it's probably going to be continuation of these stories. So I doubt that it'll go back to the Old Republic. I think the Old Republic, if they do it, it'll probably be one of these, like, spin-off films. But, I mean, it's exciting. It's exciting. It's an exciting time to be a fan of movies, man. I'm telling you. It's a really exciting time to be a fan of movies. And I'm planning on soaking it all in. And hopefully by the time I record my next episode, I will have seen Star Wars. And you'll be able to hear it in my voice if I'm excited. If I was not excited, if I fell asleep during, like, while I was watching it, we'll see. I mean, we'll see. All right, guys. So on that note, I'm signing off. Thank you, guys. That was a good week. We had a good time. I'm wishing you guys a good weekend. Be safe. Have fun. Go see Star Wars. How many times will you have seen Star Wars by the time we do the next show on Monday morning? How many times will you have seen Star Wars? 2, 3, 4? I know some people that told me that they were going to see it 4 times by like Monday, which is insane. That means they'll see it on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, like every day. Crazy. I mean, go get it, man. You don't know, because the thing is that I believe like watching movies in the theater is the greatest way to watch a movie, right? No matter how big your home theater is, it's not better than the movies. So you only have a limited time to go check it out. So might as well, you know, might as well go get it. Might as well go check it out while it's lasting. But it's going to stay over there a long time. It'll be playing in the movies or in the theater for a long time, because this is going to be a smash. So let's enjoy it, guys. I wish you a great Star Wars weekend. I wish you guys safety, and I hope you enjoy the film. So on that note, I hope I hyped you up for Star Wars throughout the week with these two episodes, these two special pre-review shows. Let me know if you like these. I'm going to keep doing them if you like these. When we have a big event coming, maybe when the Oscars are coming, when the Golden Globes are coming, all these events and like these movies, big movies coming up and shit. When they're coming, we'll do pre-reviews and talk about it before, maybe talk about it after. We'll see. All right, guys. So thank you for listening. Thank you for sticking through it. And as usual, don't forget, if you enjoy this, if this is your first time watching, if this is your first time listening to the podcast, don't forget it's available on iTunes. It's really helpful, everyone that goes over there and subscribe. And even if you didn't subscribe, if you want to have fun, like, you know, like, because it's hard on Podomatic because you don't really get a notification and you have to, like, follow to see when I drop a new one and stuff. So the easiest way is really to go on like iTunes and just subscribe on iTunes to my podcast. So every time that it gets dropped, you get a notification and it downloads directly on your phone. You don't have to worry about nothing. So that's always the best way. So it's easy. If you're listening to it on your phone from Podomatic, on the page somewhere, you should have a subscribe iTunes logo. And just click that, and then you can check it out over there. All right, guys? So follow me on Instagram. Follow my photography work. You can check out my photography stuff that I do, and I talk about my movies. I talk about a bunch of stuff on Instagram. I'm very active. So, and on Twitter, I talk a lot of shit on Twitter, you know? So Twitter is for the fuckery. So I talk about a lot of fuckery on Twitter. And both, you can find them at Eddie Filmmaker. So it's in one word, Eddie Filmmaker. So Instagram/Eddie Filmmaker. Well, Instagram.com/Eddie Filmmaker or Twitter.com/Eddie Filmmaker. And you can always email me at filmmakersonfilmmaking.com if you have some questions, suggestions, comments, anything that you want to address. Hit me up by email. Make sure you can always hit me up by email if it's too long for a tweet. And I have my professional website if you want to check out my work, my film work. It's www.filmsbyed.com. That's filmsbyed.com. All right, guys. So I'll talk to you guys next week. That was fun. I enjoyed it. On that note, I'm signing out. Peace.